Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The right fielder, John Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Engel. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Backman strikes out. 1 out. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Moses strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gladden hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Gladden moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Molitor is hit by the pitch. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson fires to first and has Sheffield trapped. There's the throw to Backman who tags Sheffield for the out. Molitor scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Deer hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Backman is 0-1 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Braggs hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moses is 0-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gladden is 0-1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gantner moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. Gantner scores. Molitor moves to third. 1 out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Deere is 0-1 in the game. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to second for the out. Molitor scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Braggs is 0-1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Dwyer is 0-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive towards short. Sheffield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harper is 0-1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Freddie Tolliver now pitching. Joey Meyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tolliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Engel reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Engel scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing first base. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Backman moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Deere strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the The Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Meyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Meyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. 1 out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosio fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bosio, and towards Molitor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Spears pinch runs for Paul Molitor. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Spears moves to second. 1 out. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spears scores. It's 7-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Deer is hit by the pitch. Yount moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Braggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Braggs hits a pop-up into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to third. Deer moves to second. Gary Wayne now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-0, Brewers. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Spears now playing shortstop. Gus Polidor now playing third base. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Kirby Puckett. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. John Moses now playing center field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Spears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Polidor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. Gantner scores. Two outs. It's 12-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Deer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Deer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Braggs is 0-for-4 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a pop-up beyond second. Gantner can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Tim Laudner pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Laudner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.